Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Okay, let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Amen. On his recent tour of the diocese, Bishop Jonathan called us to take courage and know we have all we need to see God's kingdom grow here in Bedhampton. And as a response to this, Max has put together a six-week teaching series called Take Courage. And today is the first in that series. And we're going to be thinking about how we already have every skill and gift we need to move forwards in God's ministry. Now, I chose a reading today from the Old Testament, and I wanted to have a much longer passage. I wanted to have the whole of 1 Samuel 16 and the whole of 1 Samuel 17. But I think you'll probably be quite pleased I didn't choose the whole of that as the passage. But I think you know me well enough by now to know if I'm going to be speaking about a passage, I will try and put it in context for you. So, David was the youngest of Jesse's eight sons. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, we read about David the shepherd boy who has been anointed as king by Samuel. But he had to wait for that promise to be fulfilled. And as Samuel came to Jesse to choose the son who was going to be king, all of Jesse's sons paraded before him. They were big, they were strong. And it was none of them. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Have you got anybody else?" "Well, I've just got my youngest son who's out in the field with the sheep." And Samuel said, "That's right. We'll wait and we won't even sit down until you bring him." And then when he saw David and he saw he was ruddy and handsome in appearance, he said, "That's the one. Small David." And there's that lovely verse, 1 Samuel 16, chapter 16, verse 7, that I've asked you before to learn. The Lord looks at the heart, yes? Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And it says that David was a man after God's heart, and he had God's heart. So David had been anointed as king, and he spent some time in Saul's service playing the lyre to Saul. But at the beginning of 1 Samuel 17, actually David is back with the sheep. We don't quite know why. Presumably the war had broken out, and he went to look after the sheep again. And 1 Samuel 17 starts with the Philistines gathering their forces for war. They camped on one hill, the Israelites camped on the other hill, and there was a valley in between. And 1 Samuel 17 verse 4, a champion named Goliath from Gath came out of the Philistine camp. And he came out every morning and every evening. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He wore a bronze helmet on his head and a coat of scale armour of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. And he went with his shield bearer before him. And he stood and shouted at the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Choose a man and let him come down. And if he can fight and kill me, we'll be your subjects and serve you." 6 units and a span high. That is 11 feet high. Some other versions say 4 cubits and a span. That's still 9 feet high. Whether he's 9 feet or 11 feet, he was a big man. A big, big man. And one day Jesse said to David, "Go to the camp and take some provisions for your brothers." So off David went. And when David went to the camp, he ran to the front line to see his brothers. And he heard Goliath taunting the Israelites. And rather than being scared by this huge man, David's response was, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the Lord? Who on earth is he that he should defy the armies of the living God. He's an uncircumcised Philistine. He's not in covenant relationship with God. Who on earth is he? When Eliab, David's eldest brother, heard this, he wasn't happy. Oi, squirt, why aren't you in the field with the sheep? What are you doing coming here? Are you coming here just to see the glory and for the gore of battle? And David's response to his brother, I think, is classic. Because he didn't argue with his brother. He just says in verse 29, "Now what have I done? Can't I even speak?" How many of you have had older brothers or sisters putting you down and have argued back? Whereas perhaps just a response like David's might have cut it dead. And what David said was overheard and was taken to Saul. And David was taken before Saul. And it's where we pick up the story in the passage that was read to us. David said, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." You see, David wasn't daunted by the size of the task. When others told him he lacked the skills for the job, he actually cited the skills he did have. "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine is going to be like one of them because he's defied the armies of the living God. I'm not scared of him. I've fought bears and lions. Why am I going to be scared of him? He's just a man." And you see, David wasn't used to fighting in battle, but he was used to fighting for his sheep. Saul accepted David's offer and started to dress him up in his armour. But it didn't fit. It was too big and David was uncomfortable in it. He was trying to pretend to be something he wasn't. So he took off the armour. And in verse 40 it says, he took his staff in hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in his bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. He took what he was used to using. He didn't take what other people thought he should take. And Goliath saw David approaching and started to laugh, and he despised him. And he said, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And he then cursed David. "Come here, I'm going to give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." But David wasn't put off. He was used to his older brothers putting him down, so Goliath's taunts weren't going to hurt him. And David's response to Goliath in verse 45. "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel who you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down, and I'll cut off your head." And as the Philistine moved closer to David, David quickly ran to the battleground to meet him. He reached into his bag, he drew out a stone, put it in his sling, and struck Goliath on the forehead. And Goliath fell down, flat on the ground. And so David triumphed over Goliath with a sling and a stone. Do you know, sometimes in life, it's a matter of perspective. For the Israelites who'd seen Goliath coming out every morning and every evening for 40 days taunting them, Goliath was so big they couldn't fight him. For David, the shepherd boy, a man after God's heart, who heard Goliath's taunts against his God, Goliath was so big he couldn't miss. And there are 3 things I've taken out of this story that I think can help our work in Bedhampton. Firstly, be yourself. Don't pretend to be something that you're not. Saul gave David armour to put on, but the armour was too big for David and he felt uncomfortable. So he went out wearing what he was comfortable, and he went out with the tools he was used to using. You need to go out and be yourself. Number 2, use the skills that you have, even if you use them in a different context. You see, David was used to protecting his sheep from lions and bears, and he was used to using his slingshot to protect them. He took the skills he had learnt from protecting the sheep out onto the battlefield. Do you know what skills that you've got? And do you know the skills that you can use? And if you don't know the skills that you've got, speak to others, because I bet they can see the skills in you that you even don't see yourself. Number three, don't be put off when people laugh at you or put you down. David could easily have been put off by those close to him, by his brothers, as well as by his enemies, Goliath. But he didn't let the view of others stop him from doing his work. So remember, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So three things. Be yourself. Use the skills you have, and don't be put off by others. And with all of this, do things with the eyes of faith that David had. For him, the task was so big he couldn't miss. Not the task was so big he couldn't do it. Bishop Jonathan has called us to take courage and know we have all we need to see God's kingdom grow here. You've got this. We have every skill and every gift we need to move forward in God's ministry. But are you prepared to step up and use the gifts and skills that you've been given? Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.